the ceramic, the bowl is ceramic. It's got the full size seat, but the actual base is still plastic. The bottom, right. The very bottom part.
Yeah, I think that's what we have.
I think it's a style Magic 2. Magic Style 2, something like that. Because you got to be careful when you're reading their site, because they're not all ceramic. And I would recommend the ceramic.
Yeah.
So, So earlier this spring, I did a Facebook live stream on installing that toilet. And so if you missed it, you know, because I'm sure that you want to see a toilet swapped out live.
Right.
But it's still on our
Facebook. How many likes did you get on that video?
I don't remember. But anyway, so on our trip, that thing, it worked great. And the flushing mechanism, it just feels more solid. I like the pedal that's across the front, not on the left side or the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way you could flush the toilet with your left or your right foot.
Depending if you're left or right footed.
Yeah. Why let the manufacturer decide which foot you have to use? You know? So... anyway, these ones have it in the front. And I'm kind of being silly, but it feels much more of solid of a toilet.
Well, they made it so it appealed to left coast and the right coast.
There you go. But anyway, I can, and that was the model, the brand that I had for the first, you know, 13 years was, and I don't know why I was switching to the other one. The Dometic, but yeah, the Thetford for the toilet. It's the way to go. Now, the Dometic refrigerator and air conditioner, they're still doing fine. I did have to fix the air conditioner, but years ago. But they're still doing great.
And you left your fridge on for like a couple of years, didn't you?
Probably more than that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's not required.
You didn't have anything in it, though, right?
Yeah, another thing that I used to do... No. Yeah, another thing I used to do is... So my water heater is an Atwood 6-gallon gas electric with electronic ignition. And the other thing I used to do is, like, when we weren't using hot water or whatever, I would turn off the electric. Because I thought that would just make it last longer or whatever. I don't know. This time I just left it on all the time. On electric. Just left it on. Well, I left the trailer. I did turn the water hose off, but I just went and left it on. And so, you know, I used to turn off at night, turn it on. And, you know, it's just all the stuff you have to remember. But it's like, you know, I don't think it's going to make it not last any longer by turning it off all the time.
Well, our hot water heater, it's new. Well, it's a few years old, but we just put it in, I guess, last year or something. And it's just a pilot light, so it's a newer version of what was in your trailer before.
Uh-huh.
And when we go away, we light it, and we'll even tow with that thing on.
Oh, yeah?
And sometimes it blows out, sometimes it doesn't.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, I was wondering if... because remember when I had the Precision Temp?
Yep.
I was talking to the, I forget his name now, to the guy who worked on it or whatever, and he said they had to put the electric, the 110 heating element in there because diesel pusher people are some of the, I think he said, cheapest people there are. If they can not use their propane, they want to use electric because it's included in their site. So that's why they added it in there. And, you know, I always did it because it recovers the heat quicker when you have both running. So, gas
and that I didn't know. I knew the gas had a much better recovery rate than a home hot water heater. But
oh, for sure. So, I always ran it both gas and electric. And this time I thought, I'm just going to run on electric and see. Maybe I can be a cheap... diesel pusher guy.
Pusher guy.
Yeah.
That's how they were able to afford their diesel pusher.
That's right. See? And I have no problem with that, actually. So the